Today on Gardening in a Minute, coleus. Coleus is a beautiful landscape plant prized for its colorful foliage, which comes in shades of green, yellow, pink, red, and maroon. Coleus varieties can range from 1 to several feet in height. They can be used in hanging baskets, containers on patios, or in landscape beds. These heat-tolerant, durable annuals have very few disease and insect problems. Most will grow best in part shade, but there are many new varieties, some of them developed by the University of Florida, that thrive in full hot sun. Coleus plants do best in well-drained soils amended with lots of organic matter. Pinch the growing stems of young plants frequently to encourage dense foliage. Remove flowers as they appear to keep the plants from going to seed and declining. For more information about coleus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tree identification. For years, curious gardeners have used keys and guides to identify unknown trees. These tools can help you make a series of observations about a tree and then discover its identity. They may ask you to look at the overall shape of the tree, noting if it's broad and wide, tall and cone-shaped, or something in between. The color and texture of the bark is another important clue. Then decide if the tree has needles, needle-like leaves, or broad leaves, and observe their size, shape, and arrangement. Pay attention to the pattern of the veins on the leaves. Finally, look to see if there's any fruit or cones. Using a printed guide or a good online key, you should be able to unravel the mystery of an unknown tree in a snap. For more information about identifying trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, well-behaved vines. Much like bamboo, vines are often accused of being unruly, but you can easily grow well-behaved vines in your garden. Choose sprawling vines that have long runners, like coral honeysuckle or Carolina jessamine. You can easily train these up trellises or supports, but they won't grow out of control. Flame vine, mandevilla, and gloriosa lily are beautiful twining vines that also work well. Avoid clinging vines with adhesive rootlets, like English ivy and Virginia creeper, since these grow aggressively up trees and walls and can cause damage. Beware of vines with thorns or milky sap, since these can complicate pruning. No matter what vines you plant, prune them periodically to help keep them in bounds. A good rule of thumb is to never let them grow taller than your ladder. For more information about vines, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cat's claw vine. You may have seen the bright yellow tubular flowers of cat's claw vine twinkling in the treetops each spring. This eye-catching vine is actually an invasive plant that can spread to wild areas, crowding out native species. It uses the three-pronged, claw-like structures along its stem to climb aggressively up trees, reaching heights up to 50 feet. Cat's claw vine can also spread across the ground, forming a mat that smothers other vegetation. The plant moves to new areas via the winged seeds it produces in flat, bean-like seed pods. It also produces underground tubers, making total eradication difficult. If you find cat's claw vine growing in your landscape, pull down the vines and dig up any tubers. By doing so, you'll help prevent this invasive plant from spreading. For more information about cat's claw vine, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, improving your lawn's drought tolerance. Drought tolerance is a measure of how well your grass will survive dry spells. A healthy and drought-tolerant lawn has a deep and extensive root system, so it's important to train your lawn to grow deep roots. Don't let your sprinkler or irrigation system apply small amounts of water frequently, as this will encourage shallow roots. Instead, irrigate your lawn less often, but for longer durations. Water your lawn only when it shows signs that it needs it. Signs of wilt include folded leaf blades, a blue-gray color, and footprints that remain in the grass. Always be sure to follow any local irrigation restrictions. Mowing your lawn at the highest recommended height for your grass will also help encourage deeper roots. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.